Kievan Rus under Prince Oleg's reign. Unfortunately, there are so many accounts on Oleg's life that it is difficult to pinpoint a trustworthy source. It is known, however, that he came to put the foundation of the Rus by lynching his brother Askold and seizing Kiev from him. Kiev will serve as the nexus of what will become the large kingdom of the Rus. Another theory claims that the Kievan Rus already existed and was ruled by Rurik, Prince of Ladoga. So Oleg might have inherited it and moved the capital to the freshly won Kiev. It appears like Oleg had a quite condescending personality, being so recklessly courageous that he launched an attack on Constantinople. Luckily, this led to establishing a trade between the two kingdoms. Because various chronicles give different accounts on Oleg and the period he ruled in, as well as on his personal life, the facts give way to legend more than historians would like them to. We know he died in 912, but the circumstances are vague at best. Supposedly, Oleg died from a snake bite, but since this particular piece of information comes from fiction, Pushkin's The Song of the Wise Oleg, it is less likely that this is true. The land of Rus prospered under Oleg's reign, since he expanded its territory by beating into submission and incorporating many cities into it. He is also credited with making the Kievan Rus reach its commercial peak by developing trades with furs, slaves, honey, and beeswax. After his death in 912, another Varangian prince from the Rurik dynasty, to which Oleg belonged too, came to rule over the flourishing Kievan Rus. His name was Igor of Kiev, or Igor the First, and he was as shrouded in mystery as his predecessor. The Rus under Igor of Kiev's reign. Igor of Kiev came to power in 914 after Oleg's passing. According to the Primary Chronicle, the oldest source of information on the history of the Rus, Igor was taken care of by Oleg, who had been asked to do so by Rurik, Igor's father, and, as some say, the first ruler of the Kievan Rus. As you can see, few things about the actual history of the Rus are etched in stone. Little to nothing is known about the Rus during Igor's reign. In fact, there's little information on his life. Historians are mystified, and it is said that Igor didn't even reign as much as history came to accept, 33 years to be more precise. It is known, however, that Igor followed in Oleg's footsteps and assaulted Constantinople twice, an action that resulted in another beneficial treaty between the two empires. Allegedly, Igor was killed by Drevlians, a tribe from which he collected tribute. This happened in 945, effectively ending his reign on the Kievan Rus. According to a Byzantine chronicler, Igor was tied to two bent trees, then torn in half when the trees were straightened. After his death, the Kievan Rus was ruled by Sviatoslav the Brave between 945 and 972, and Yaropolk the First between 972 and 980. The next important moment in the history of the Kievan Rus is its Christianization, promoted by Vladimir the Great. Vladimir the Great's reign over the Kievan Rus. Vladimir the Great, Yaropolk the First's brother, ruled the Rus for 35 years, between 980 and 1015, when he died at the age of 57. During these years, he expanded the kingdom even more by conquering tribes and forming new colonies pertaining to the Rus. In 981, he conquered the territory that today is southeastern Poland and the west of Ukraine. As one can see, just a year had passed since he came to the throne and he started expanding the Rus. He conquered the Sudovians in 983, and 1 year later, he crushed the Radimichs. The Kievan Rus was developing hastily, but Vladimir the Great was far from being a ruthless, bloodthirsty ruler. He was an incredibly charitable one.